CliffCentral.com.
Let's turn our attention to Sean Sanders now. He is in Cape Town. It's not him who's being extorted by the stripper, I promise. And it is cold.
Allegedly. Oh, we don't know that.
Allegedly.
We don't know that.
That's also
I like
true.
Sean. Allegedly. We don't know that.
Yeah. Sean,
thanks. I can see you, Gareth. You got the intros being extorted by a stripper. Straight into crypto we go.
Well, listen, Cape Town, you guys, don't expect me to be nice to you because of the shitty weather you've been sending us. I mean, it's been miserable the last week, and apparently we've got even worse coming to us tomorrow and Friday, thanks to you. Western Cape sending us this cold.
You're probably blaming Cape Town. I mean, look what's going on in Joburg, what's going on in Durban. I mean, we're sitting here in Cape Town, we're being like, well, sorry, just, you know, we'll send you some bad weather. Don't send us any other stuff.
I'm sorry, I'm blaming Cape Town. I'm blaming you personally for the crap weather that we've got.
Yeah, we'll give you that. We'll give you that. Some bad weather, but we'll also give you fantastic summers. So.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway.
All right.
So there's no stripper extortion happening here in Cape Town. Though,
no, but maybe if the strippers just got into the world of crypto, they wouldn't have to be so gross and so lascivious about things. They could actually have a bit of class when they do this stuff. So let's talk a little bit about the great developments that are happening, because every week we deal with whatever the news is, and it's usually, you know, something that's happened that either makes crypto look great or makes crypto look terrible. But let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the world of cryptocurrency, and there's a lot to get into this week. Sean Sanders is the co-founder of Revix, and he's here to tell us about what's been happening this week. Tell us what's going on, Sean. Give us a little general update, and then we can get into some of the specifics.
Yeah, so we saw a pretty big sell-off across the board in crypto this week. Mm. And it was quite interesting because we've had a few larger clients of ours start accumulating positions, so start moving a lot more money into the market. Like, we're actually seeing really good inflows, but coming from a few customers. And a lot of the smaller investors, sort of the newbies to the space, are getting freaked out and selling out of their positions. So you're seeing Bitcoin sitting at $30,600. You're seeing Ethereum at $1,800. So, I mean, this is a pretty big decline. I mean, it's more than 50% from the all-time highs that we were at 2.5-3 months ago.
Right.
But I think, again, it's all about context. I mean, this is the third week I'll be saying this. But, you know, where was Bitcoin 12 months ago? Where was Ethereum 12 months ago? Bitcoin was sitting at $11,000 12 months ago.
Correct.
Ethereum was at $320 12 months ago. I mean, Bitcoin's still up 180%. Since this time last year, and Ethereum's up 460%. So it's all about context, right? If you zoom out over a two-year period, it's even more crazy, right? And over a 3- and 4-year period, it gets even more ridiculous. So crypto is still this emerging asset class, and it is still confusing. And I guess that's where we come in at Revix, right? We really try and make this emerging area a lot more relatable and engaging, and I guess just easier to understand. But I'm quite excited to announce, I mean, last week we spoke about USDC,
yes.
Where you could actually buy into this dollar-based product, this dollar-backed cryptocurrency. So this week, Friday, we're going to be launching USD Savings Vaults. So this is a USD savings account based on USDC. So it's this dollar-backed cryptocurrency where you can earn an interest rate that is higher than you can get currently in your South African bank account. So if you invest currently in your South Africa, or you save with your South African bank account, you'll make between, say, 4-5% per year. Maybe if you've got a really good money market account, you could get up to 6-7%. If you choose our savings product, you can get north of 7%, and that's in dollar terms. So that is something that's really attractive. And we find that, you know, naturally what's going on in South Africa right now, a lot of people want to move their money into something that's a little bit more stable. So these dollar savings vaults are launching this Friday. Which we're quite excited about, and we're going to start with
very interesting, because that's a lot more of a secure and safe and conservative bet than it is, you know, to play around with cryptocurrency. Because as much as there are ups and downs there, it's a lot more stable if you're backing the dollar in this case. And if you want to buy it in terms of a savings account and get more than you'd get out of your bank here, that's a pretty good deal. So how do you manage to get that deal? Because if our banks can't get that on Rand savings, and the dollar is looking at a pretty strange forecast thanks to Joe Biden printing money, how are you able to get those kinds of returns, Sean?
Well, the thing is that we don't, actually. We are connecting you as an everyday person to the emerging world of DeFi. So we've spoken about decentralized finance, and we spoke about this about a year ago on the podcast. And I said, listen, watch out. There's a lot going on in this space.
Right.
And there is a lot that's happened, right? Now, the decentralized finance space is essentially trying to uproot the current financial system. It's trying to take out all the financial intermediaries. So when you look in the middle of Sandton, right? And you see these really tall buildings. They all have bank logos on them,
yes.
Right? Now, that means every single time that you have a transaction or you earn some interest, you know, somebody's taking the money and there's a big building sitting there. I'm pretty sure it's the bank, right? So what DeFi looks to do is to disintermediate these banks, and it connects you directly with other individuals. So instead of you having a bank, you have a financial application that runs on top of a blockchain. So there's the likes of Compound, there's the likes of Aave. I mean, these are just applications that exist out there, and we connect you to these different decentralized finance protocols. So how it works really in layman's terms is you would say, listen, okay, Revex, here is my South African rands. Great. We take your South African rands and you can get started with as little as 1,500 rand. Once you've given us that money, you would buy USDC and then you would lock it up in the vault. And what we would essentially do then is go out to one of these decentralized finance protocols and lend that USDC to this protocol. Now, this is just a, when somebody says protocol, it really just means program. So you lend it to this program. This program then goes and lends it out to the variety of crypto investors that are using leverage. And the beauty about this, because that sounds risky, right? But the beauty about this is that if you use leverage in the crypto space,
yeah,
you need to actually have over-collateralized yourself. So you can only borrow, let's say, one Bitcoin if you've got three Bitcoin locked up. And what that means is that, you know, even if you were to default on your one position, you'd still have more Bitcoin locked up. And it's that interest that we are able to then pass along to our customer. So the decentralized finance space is something that we're going to be talking about a lot more on the program over the coming weeks. We'll be digging into these vaults a lot more. And we've got some interesting promotions that we're going to launch on the show as well.
That sounds fantastic. I'm just pleased that you guys are constantly on the innovation curve here, and you're finding people's new ways for people to make their money move in a positive direction. And really, it is hard these days to know where you should put what little money or what huge amounts of money you might have, because people who were super bullish about crypto just a couple of months ago are now not so super bullish. And some people are, you know, for the long term, like you and I, Sean. I mean, we believe that there's still enormous value to be unlocked there. But for those people who are more conservative or who believe that the dollar has got some way to go, those people might want to do this instead. So you can go and see all of this on Revex.com. You can find them on social media. Revex Invest is what you will find their handle on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, R-E-V-I-X Invest. And you can go along and sign up for free, verify your ID, add funds, select the bundle of your choice, and diversify your portfolio in cryptocurrencies. And now also US dollar coins. Very, very nice. Sean Sanders from Revex, nice to see you.
Awesome, guys. Thanks very
good
much.
Stuff. Keep
saving.
Keep your cold weather this weekend, all right? No more of that.
You keep your protest this week. Yeah. See you guys soon.
I think you just threw that shade at us. Jesus, that was cold. Right?
We're not protesting anymore. Who is these Cape Tonians? So lazy.
Look at him laughing. He's laughing. He thinks he's just white.
We are looting now. Keep up, Chief.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Guys.
Looting is the crypto. We're in 2021, Chief. The protests were, what was it? The big banks? That's protesting. We're looting. We're on that new thing now, Sean.
It's a new wave. I'm more focused on the crypto news, the South African news. I can't keep up, man. It's just
Too quickly, yeah. Suddenly you don't want to throw any shade at us. I like it. He comes in here, he just throws that in there, and then he disappears. All right, Sean, we'll let you go this time.
All right, ciao, guys. Good. It's
cheers.
Okay.
Ciao. Sean Sanders and Revex.com. Cliffcentral.com.